From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, it is a command center. We're just putting out the Constitution. If you obey the command, that's between you and God. If you don't, I feel sorry for you. This country has been wealthy and successful because we had more liberty than other nations. Doesn't mean we were perfect, but we had some amazing founders. And I saw a clip of Michael Moore saying, how dare the founders, you know, people think that's all set in stone. They fought the greatest empire in the world. They trailblazed liberty that became the model of the planet. And I look at the ordinance that you can get at Infowars.com. Pennsylvania police chief proposes Second Amendment preservation ordinance. Aaron Dyke's article. Second Amendment preservation ordinance. It says prohibitions on federal, state, local infringement of the right to keep and bear arms, firearms, accessories, or ammunition. And there's a line in here that talks about enact any and all measures as may be necessary. People say, oh, they'll come get us like they're God or something on Mount Olympus. If you simply say no, they lose the moral authority, and then the gun confiscation never happens. If you cower, all liberty falls. Now I said I want to give you the floor, but you're a polite gentleman, so you're a man of few words. But the last 4 minutes we've got left, other points, Police Chief Mark Kessler of Gilbertson, Pennsylvania, that you'd like to impart to our listeners.
Well, I'd like to say I hope everybody gets behind this, and my mayor Mary Lou Hannon. She's pro-Second Amendment. She's standing behind me on this. She can also push the council into adopting this. I just really hope it passes. And we all got to band together and stand up and fight the treasonous in Washington and the elite. It's just everything that's going on right now in the country. I'm really worried about where we're headed in the next 4 years. It could be very disastrous. And they're going to start taking our weapons away from us. It's the start of a very bad situation within the United States. And hopefully the people could stand together, the patriots, the mothers, the fathers, the military, the law enforcement, to just all band together and say enough is enough. We had enough. We're not going to take it no more. We're not going to sit idly by and let the government ram anti-constitutional law down the throats of the American citizens.
That's right. If we just act like it's some mothership that gives us all the orders, it's going to do whatever it wants, and foreign interests are going to come in and buy it off. We have to. It was a famous African American statesman during the Civil War, to paraphrase him, he said that liberty and freedom is not given, it is taken, it is demanded. And we need the special interest of liberty and the American people and private property and low taxes and freedom. And so we've got to get aggressive. We've been taken over because we became passive, and it's just common sense. We either get involved or we lose everything.
Exactly, sir. Exactly. And we can't do that. We can't. I will not sit idly by and let this unconstitutional act that they're trying, that the Congress is trying to pass right now, not the whole Congress, because there are some good congressmen. And there's good senators in the United States, but just certain ones that have this ideological anti-American agenda that does not sit well with me.
It That's right.
Does not sit well with me.
Guilt us into, you've heard it, you're a Klan member if you own guns. You're an accessory to murder. The NRA are lobbyists for these 20 dead kids. It's the government, the federal government, that made those gun-free zones and the media that advertised it as the places for Prozac heads to go kill people. I mean, if they want to put blame out there, they're a light years more to blame than anybody else.
Exactly. They should look in the mirror. They really need to reality check. We need to get these people out of office. They're committing acts of treason on a daily basis, and it just boggles my mind as an individual and as a police chief that these people are in the position of power that they're in.
What about your other officers? Are they fired up about this?
Yeah, everybody in my community is pretty much fired up about this, and the local communities around me are fired up about it. I've received calls from different area chiefs of police asking me, congratulating me on it.
Oh, others are good, because this is how brush fires in the minds of men start, according to Jefferson. Well, I want to salute Police Chief Mark Kessler in Gilbertson, Pennsylvania. When is your town going to stand up? Sick of the...
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was just talking to the police chief of a town up in Pennsylvania, Mark Kessler, if he joined us. He was telling me off air as he left us that, and he also said some on air, that little short segment, that police chiefs all over the country are calling him and congratulating him for getting a piece of statutory law that complies with the Second Amendment of Pennsylvania and the federal Second Amendment. Simply say, we're not going to harass gun owners. We're not going to confiscate guns. This is unconstitutional order. And by the way, Dianne Feinstein, and it's in the Washington Post yesterday, they're saying they may use executive orders or ATF rulemaking, and I've been warning you about that, but now it's official, to just shut down gun shows, you name it. And I am really ashamed of something that I have, and my listeners, to a great extent, here in Austin, have allowed. Because we're all guilty of not standing up to these people, have allowed the Austin City Council and the county commissioners, who were in a story in the Austin American Statesman, to come out and say that they are set to ban gun shows, not just from county and city property, the big convention centers. They're saying they're set next week to vote. The Austin American Statesman reports on a city law and a county law. They're working together to ban gun shows, period. What's next? Like San Francisco, ban gun shops? This is deep in the heart of Texas. Travis County. Do I have to name drop here that it was David Ayers, my ancestor, that raised Colonel Travis's son? I mean, I've got relatives with counties named after him in Texas. And I am ashamed that Travis County, that bears the name of William Barrett Travis, is set to ban gun shows. And they're talking about gun shops. You know, I said that's next. They're starting to talk about that. Here it is, Austin American Statesman. City, county to consider restricting gun shows and potentially even curtail them on private property within the city limits, the Austin American Statesman has learned. And it goes on, Mike Martinez, man. You know, Mike, can't you just be an American? Mexico has taken all their people's guns. They have the highest murder rate. It's almost 60,000 dead in just the last 5 years. Women, men, children. Our own Justice Department shipped guns into Mexico to blame our Second Amendment and got caught because good BATF agents blew the whistle. And you sit here and call yourself an American. I call you a shameful enemy of the Republic, and a piece of garbage. You physically want to shut down gun shows. It's just you people. There's no end to you. You know, they were trying to shut down gun shows a few years ago. They were sending an ATF trying to set folks up, and I called for a protest of it, and then they had a local group protest, and I showed up at it, and they even had provocateurs at it to try to go after me. I mean, they want to use Austin as a case to break open all of Austin, Texas, into the rest of the country and go after our guns. It is It is just absolutely amazing to see this type of stuff going on. And if you haven't read the Washington Post article, you really should. But can we get that flashback queued back up? Obama, I will not take any guns. Even though as a state senator, you can find public letters he wrote as question and answer periods for the Chicago Tribune saying, I believe all guns, semi-auto, rifles, handguns, bolt action, single shot, everything must be banned. And I got Dianne Feinstein saying that, too. I've got Joe Biden, when he introduced the first assault weapons ban, calling for an abolition of gun ownership in this country, for almost all guns to be turned in. The Illinois State House has bills introduced right now, and they've got until, what, Tuesday to get it done. I warned you last week they could play possum. They claim they didn't have the votes. Word is we've got some calls on this from some good sources. They may try to ram it through, physically making you turn your guns in. Like they've already done in Chicago, making it the murder capital of the world. At least Mexico doesn't have that crown, that trophy, that belt. They're just murder capital country-wise. Yes, they took all the guns. And, you know, I think all Americans, whether your name's John Brown or whatever it is, you ought to move down to Mexico. Of course, they won't let people move down there. If you're an illegal alien down there, they put you in a forced labor camp. But, wow. Very, very dangerous time. And see, the globalists don't care whether they're unpopular or not. They think Homeland Security works for them, and they're dropping the hammer on us. Was it Noel in Illinois that you said had some news on the Bruce in Illinois? Bruce in Illinois, and then we'll go to Noel in Illinois and others. Bruce, what is your intel? It was callers last Tuesday started warning us about the gun grab in emails, and Wednesday we covered it, and sure enough, we wrote an article Wednesday that made national news, and Thursday the bill to confiscate most firearms, including pump shotguns, was introduced, and then we thought we shot it down Friday. Are you saying they're meeting right now? I know they're in session right now to try to get your guns?
Yes, sir, Alex. On Friday, the gun ban amendments were introduced into the Illinois House, and in an unprecedented session at 2 o'clock today, the Illinois House Judiciary Number 1 Committee actually was brought into session to look at the gun ban bill. The Speaker of the House, Michael Madigan, he is so confident that the gun ban bill will pass out of committee that at 5 o'clock today, Illinois time, he is actually going to bring the full House of the Illinois General Assembly, the House of the Illinois General Assembly, to session.
Now, it originally came out of the Senate and passed committee, but they didn't have a Senate vote. Are they going to try to pass it in the House first?
Yeah. We're doing today in an unprecedented vote today. I mean, all the dirty tricks were done out today, Alex. This was done so late Friday that even the Illinois State Rifle Association could not get out an alert till 10:30 Friday night.
Listen, my gut told me. My gut, I said it on Thursday and Friday, they would sneak attack. Put it back up. Illinois State Rifle Association, impeccable source, they say late-breaking alert. They always sneak this stuff through. They're criminals. Next vote on semi-auto ban will take place Sunday. Shuts down gun shows, shuts down shooting ranges. The bill I saw even shuts down. Is it the same bill that makes you turn in pump shotguns?
Yes, sir. It's the full ban. They snuck this through. They put it on a fast track. It didn't
All right, let's red alert this right now. Give me the top URL, folks, because I want to give out the State Rifle Association actual URL. It's LS. Go ahead and give me the URL. ISRA.org. ISRA.org. RSRA.org. Illinois State Rifle Association.org. They got all the phone numbers up there on their front page. Federal court ruled they can't bar Chicagoans from owning guns to defend themselves, so they're striking back as any globalist would to just take every gun we've got. My goodness. And they're going to use this as the model with an executive order, the Washington Post reports yesterday, Saturday, to just have Obama sign an order taking our guns. And his plan is to start a civil war. These people are criminals. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
Well, that is what's happening, Alex. Well, see, the General Assembly with this vote, because this is a dirty tricks vote. If you know any history of Illinois, see, they're going to bring the General Assembly's session in the House tonight at 5 o'clock.
But everybody won't be there. They'll only have the special guys that got the call to be there.
Amen. That's what the deal is.
That's how they passed the Federal Reserve Act with three senators, December 23rd, 1913. Go ahead.
I talked to Richard Pearson Friday afternoon because I had arranged for him to get on a big national talk radio show like yours.
That's the leader of the Illinois Rifle Association.
Yeah, he is the executive director and chief lobbyist for the Illinois State Rifle Association.
Folks, I'm so gun crazy, I don't even know the name of all the state groups. Go ahead.
Yes, and anyhow, I talked to him Friday, and we knew that there was a chance that they were going to introduce it into the Illinois House. But we didn't know they were going to fast-track it at that time. And Richard had actually left the Capitol and went back to Chatsworth.
Yeah, when are we going to stop falling into their traps? I said Thursday and Friday they're going to play possum, and people are like, stop fear-mongering. I know the enemy's tactics. We've got to call every one of those phone numbers. They're on the website right now, nationwide. They want this beachhead to make all of Illinois a Chicago mafia command base.
Well, that's what they want, Alex, and they have no respect for the people. And I encourage everyone across the nation to call every member of the General Assembly and tell them how disgusted we are.
I agree. The amendment is to SB 2899. Stay there, caller. We're coming back to you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, from the front lines of the information war. People hear that stuff 17 years ago and go, what are you talking about, front lines, info war? I was reading Pentagon public documents about how foreign banks were going to take over America. That was their new boss, Army War College. It's all public. It's not even classified. And how they use InfoWar to control us with lies. Doesn't mean the average man or woman in the military is bad. They're great people. The globalists that run our military. They're using military mind control manipulation techniques on us, and I'm done playing games with it. And it doesn't matter how much fancy propaganda you got. Once people see behind the curtain, doesn't matter how fancy the facade is, it's over. And we are on the march. The empire is on the run. If these crooks in the Illinois state legislature pass a huge gun ban, ammo ban, most guns will be banned, the courts are going to shoot it down. We're going to keep fighting. We're not going away. But I told everybody, I said, we beat this too easily on Thursday and Friday. Not like it's rocket science. They always act this way. People are like, Alex, we had a victory. Come on, don't over fearmonger. And now it's official. We can put the Illinois State Rifle Association back up on screen if you're a radio listener. We have it up on screen at prisonplanet.tv. Late-breaking alert, next vote on semi-auto bill will take place right now. SB 2899. Going back to our guest that alerted us to this, Bruce is working as a citizen lobbyist to defend our rights. Thank God somebody is, not some foreign banker. You thought you'd just go to sleep, America, and keep all your liberties? Think again. Bruce, when are they voting on this? And then if it was in the Senate before, will it have to go through the House into the Senate? Or what's the time frame? What's the order of things here?
Okay, well, Alex, the current order is that at 2 o'clock today, the House Judiciary Number 1 Committee was brought into session, and the bill was introduced or filed for that committee. That bill has to be heard in that committee, and then, like I said earlier, at 5 o'clock today, Michael Madigan, the Speaker of the Illinois House, was bringing the full House to session at 5 o'clock with the intent that they're going to be there, hopefully, for that bill to come out of committee so it can go straight to the floor.
And you're central. We're 22 minutes central time into 5. This is happening right now.
It's happening right now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And in Illinois, the history of Illinois is a lot of things, bad things happen about midnight.
That's
and
right.
The way this thing works, as long as Madigan can keep that committee in session until he can browbeat somebody to change their vote and make sure that it passes the committee, it will then go immediately to the floor of the House and the General Assembly in Illinois for a vote.
Well, I've stormed the Texas Capitol peacefully. The media called it storming. I just marched in with hundreds of people over the TSA. The bill's been reintroduced to arrest them this time when they grope us. I call, don't you call, for peaceful citizens to go in right now to that committee and to go into those representatives' offices and let them know it's your capital. I say it's time for Illinoisans to take their state back from the mafia.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. In fact, there's a call out. See the dirty trick about this stunt is, it happened late Friday. So that people actually couldn't rally and didn't even know what's happening.
I know, and then you go home to spend one day with your... Look, I knew this would happen, but people said, oh, Alex, come on, let us have a victory. Yep, there they are. Right now they're introducing the bill. Amendment 1, it is all happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is insane.
I believe that this vote was structured in a deliberate attempt to stop people like you and others from creating the grassroots movement, and so that people couldn't go to Springfield and couldn't attend these hearings.
That's right. Let me say it this way. Do you think they're openly introducing bills to take almost all the guns federally and bragging about it and letting Piers Morgan and the Chinese government and the Russian government call for our guns to be turned in with the UN treaty coming up in March if they weren't planning on doing this? Okay, folks, I know it's unpopular. I know it's unconstitutional. I know when I look in their beady little eyes, they're planning on war. I'm telling you, this is it. And we can beat them, but people got to admit there's a fight happening.
Well, yes, sir, Alex, I do agree with that. Now, I do have a slight different take on all this gun control bills. You know, remember Joseph Farah when he came on to your show and he talked about how he was afraid that Barack Obama and his controllers would line people up and basically do away with them? And remember how you played on the air?
No, that's what Bill Ayers told Obama in the FBI files, was they were going to put 50 million of us in camps and kill us. Yeah.
Well, understand, you know, Barack Obama is a hardcore communist, but Barack Obama understands power. And what I believe is happening here is I believe that this is the beginning of a purge. You know, if Barack Obama can use the color of law
They admit that they're bragging on Democratic sites. This is a way to harass gun owners everywhere. This is how they make us the enemy. This is what Homeland Security's for.
Yes, well, see, this will purge Obama's critics. It will purge his opposition. And Obama can, in a sense, change the demographics and the political landscape of the United States and ensure that he and his minions will be in power forever.
I don't know why you said we disagree. They've introduced the amendment to make him president for life, basically, H.J. Res 15 federally. I totally concur with you.
I have a different take. I mean, I believe that this gun control situation is literally a purge. I believe it's the purge of Obama's opposition.
No, they've actually, all over the Democratic sites, in fact, we've got an article coming out tomorrow. I told Paul about it, my other writers, like a week ago, but soon an article's coming out because I see it everywhere. I sent them a bunch of examples to write an article where they go, we hope you don't turn them in, we're going to kill you. And these are big official sites. No, this is it.
This is Russia 1948.
No, you're right. For those that don't know, they kill most people after 48. Okay, I appreciate your call. Yeah. And see, I'm so busy, I can't keep track of everything. Guy calls in, he says, look it up. I look it up. There it is. I look up the State House website, look up the video feed. They're in there debating the bill on the floor of the House right now. They promised they wouldn't reintroduce it on Friday. A pack of liars, and I know they're liars. Why did I then believe them? Because I wanted to go home for a day and a half and sit around, cook food, play with the board games with my children, and quite frankly, go out and shoot my rifle in the backyard because I live out in the country. I mean, but you know what? All my neighbors were shooting. I've never heard all my neighbors on three sides of me shooting, and this weekend they were all shooting. People get what's going on, and again, the low-level folks say, well, why do you want my guns? And then the establishment says, well, for everybody's safety, they want our guns to dominate us. Let's jam in a call before we go to break. Another caller from Illinois. Greg in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex? Thanks for doing what you do.
Trying.
I'd just like to tell you how crooked this is. I want to underline it so everybody else that's listening can understand. It's so crooked, like the previous caller said. You know, it's unprecedented. They brought, told us they weren't going to do anything, and they brought it in on Friday where they couldn't get the word out. Now they've got everybody in there doing their thing, and we can't, I've been trying to call all day. All the voicemails are full. You can't get
You're going to have to physically go to Springfield.
I understand that, but that's quite a ways from where I'm at, and it's not a possibility for me today.
I understand, but we've got four affiliates in Illinois. Everybody needs to get there, or the state police are coming to take your guns.
You're right, but it's coming to every other state. Everybody got to watch it. Don't wait like we did. And that's my message. Thanks, Alex.
God bless you. I hear you. It is so disgusting how far our country's fallen. They're getting ready to totally bring us into depression. That's why they want the guns first. Frank, Andrew, Mark, Frank, Noel, Ray, Greg, Spence, your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. This is Defense of the Republic.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters, antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power, Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own four-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's good to stand for something. You know the old saying, stand for something, fall for anything. If you don't stand for something, you're like a leaf in the wind, my friends. You know, if I had to quantify the New World Order, global government, all it is a bunch of Bernie Madoff, Ken Lay types who in the last 200 years got governments and corporations and companies to borrow money from them out of nothing. And now they've got 1.5 quadrillion in derivatives out there. And globalism is just a bunch of international crooks, only a few thousand of them, exempt from all the other laws, playing countries off against each other, getting rid of national sovereignty, and and basically trying to get governments to lobby legislatures to raise taxes to pay corporate welfare to them. And now they know we're getting away, because they're like, hey, how about you give us those guns, too? You just sit down there and shut up while we militarize and federalize the police and buy all these weapons and billions of rounds of ammo and tanks. Never mind those cameras giving you tickets when you drive down the road from point to point. Never mind your kids being trained to spy on you. Never mind the NSA. Yeah, we'll use drones to kill citizens. Sit down and shut up. You know, it's almost a curse to be informed. It's really not a curse. Even if you are a cynical globalist, being informed is very good for business. But I didn't really talk about Al Gore and his current TV deal selling out to Qatar, in the Arab Emirates over in the Middle East until I'd had some time Friday and Saturday to study it a bit. And I already knew what was going on, but I wanted to make sure, you know. That's why I'm so frustrated once I get on air, because there's just all this research behind it that I could never put out on air because of time constraints. But I went and did the research. It turns out Forbes already done it all for us. And it's an article titled, Current TV Sold to Al Jazeera for $500 million deal for Al Gore. Average listenership or viewership was 40,000 people an hour. A B-rate AM station in a major city has 40,000 listeners an hour. They're probably charging $100 an ad. Al Gore was charging $10,000 an ad. That was just big corporations kind of giving him, you know, their donation to put out anti-gun info. And it turns out they're talking about how it's a foreign-run media now here in the U.S., state-run Arab media, Al Jazeera. That's bad enough, violates a bunch of laws. But the biggest issue of this globalism is that he got all this oil money, too, from it, and he's a hypocrite about that when he's already been one of the biggest oil men in American modern American history and politics, Occidental Petroleum. He wants a I saw a comment on a YouTube video I did saying, you mean we pay our taxes to Al Gore? People said, well, he owns the software for the carbon trading. No, he has a company called Gore and Blood in London, a Rothschild company that you pay carbon taxes to, where they trade the carbon credits, okay? You pay the money to Al Gore. They couldn't get the feds to ram it through, so they got counties and cities that were traitorous, like Austin, Texas, to sign on. And yes, Austinites, through different Austin energy programs, pay money to Al Gore. When you turn your light switch on, that man, bear, pig, fat turd of a man, con artist. I was watching the Beverly Hillbillies with my children. I let them watch old TV yesterday. And they had a con artist episode where this con artist comes to their house, and he takes them to sell them the Hollywood Bowl, and then he takes them to sell them the zoo. And then he goes, I'll tell you what, if you buy these from me, I'll throw in this highway. I mean, Al Gore is that type of con artist. But let me go to your calls. I said I'd go to your calls. The issue here is carriage rights. If you've got, on average, about 5 million viewers a day, it varies in the regulations, you can force your way on the basic cable. But basic cable gets bigger and bigger because of that and charge people, on average, $56, more than double what it was when Al Gore is vice president, honcho the 96 Telecommunications Act. So he went and twisted arms, they admit this in the article, to put Current TV on the air 5-6 years ago with no viewers because he gets an automatic payment from everybody with basic cable and basic satellite. And now he gets a foreign government purchase roughly 5 times what it was even worth. I mean, just amazing. Amazing. And that's just one little scam. And it is a scam. I talked about this last week. Congress gets caught insider trading. They go, you know what? We'll pass a law to outlaw it. It was already illegal. But they play that little game, that bait and switch. We'll pass a law to make it illegal. They pass a law to legalize it. Talk about crooks. Frank in New York, you're on the air. Thanks for holding, brother. Go ahead.
How are you, Alex?
I'm living in the twilight zone, brother.
I hear you. Listen, I just want to thank you for doing what you're doing for the past 17 years. You've been very knowledgeable. Everything you say is on. But the whole thing is, Alex, that this is actually God intervention. This is going to happen regardless of what we do. I hate to sound so cynical about it, but it's going to happen, unfortunately. You know.
Well, it is true. We've killed 53 million babies and say they're not babies. And And we've launched all these illegal wars, and we've become decadent and evil. And anytime a country becomes decadent and evil, it falls. We'll fall just like Mexico, just like North Korea. That is our future.
And, you know, not only that, but, you know, the Rothschilds actually want to create Israel. I believe you know that as well, too.
I know the Rothschilds are at the very head. Yeah, no, they're at the very head of wanting to create world government. Absolutely, Frank.
No, but my point is that they want to create Israel after World War II.
Well, they did. They funded the founding of it, yeah.
Correct. But my point is that without Israel, this would not happen. I know this sounds crazy, but Israel has to happen for the Antichrist to come back. That's all I have to tell you.
No, I hear you. And you know, Israel, every citizen that wants a gun is issued full auto, and we pay for it with our taxes. But then Israel came out and said, their foreign minister said, take our guns. It's like, oh, I paid for your M16, but I can't have a gun. And Israel said, yeah, that's right.
Yes, and one more thing, Alex. Do me a big favor tomorrow night. Can you please kick his ass tomorrow, Piers Morgan? I can't stand that SOB.
I'm gonna be polite now with the red coat, but I'm sure I'll let him attack me first. Then I won't physically do anything. He's got a bunch of bodyguards anyways, and I'm actually afraid of Piers Morgan. I'm being sarcastic, folks. I'm flying up there just for the fun of it. So we'll see what happens. Andrew in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
A couple of suggestions for you, and I do hope you will consider taking them to heart. First of all, every time you mention the whole thing about the TSA and the police doing random searches on the roads and everything, you always forget to state the most important thing, and that is that we actually do have the right to refuse searches like that.
No, no, we do, but the average cop doesn't know that, and it'll beat your brains out or shoot you.
This is totally
unconstitutional. It's like telling Rosa Parks to go to the back of the bus. She didn't have to. And absolutely. And have you heard they're setting up all over the country gang checkpoints where they search your vehicle? I mean, this is called martial law.
Yes, and I know. But we shouldn't be afraid to refuse, because as long as we have our rights, we might as well use them whenever we have them. So I'm just suggesting, make sure you point out we do have the right to refuse whenever you bring that up. And I also have another suggestion. The whole thing you did about the TSA week, about the TSA week, has inspired me to suggest maybe you do another thing for a day, like maybe mock Big Brother, because the fact is, I know Big Brother's
watching. Oh, no, no. We don't want to have people go out and climb up poles and bash some security cameras with baseball bats. We don't want anything illegal to happen. I mean, what would protesting Big Brother week consist of?
Yeah, I know. I don't want us to break anything, but...
No, we should just take cancer shots. Vaccine's full of cancer. Government loves us. Let's talk to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you got 1 minute. We're going to break. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Alex, not the main reason I call. I hope you could hold me after the break for a moment so I could get to it real quick. But I think it may be the main reason that I call. I'm not sure. And I'm not trying to be negative or morbid here, Alex, or to discourage you in any way. But I've heard what you've had to say about Piers Morgan, you know, recently, and I know it to be true. And I think you should have Muhammad come to the mountain rather than you go to see him. Because,
oh, no, I love going into the lion's den, man.
I don't mean that, Alex. I mean, this is a very accelerated event framework that we're living in at this time. And I fear for your safety, my brother. And
I got to jump. I got to get to everybody, but I appreciate you. Look, I'll come back and let you make your other point, Mark, but no more of this stuff. You know what Obi-Wan Kenobi tells Darth Vader? Strike me down, Darth. I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. I am not worried about anything.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we've got dozens of calls on the board, but Mark, Frank, Noel, Ray, Spence, Jeff, I'm going to get to at least you guys. Mark, make your other point real quick. Go ahead.
Okay, Alex, and just quickly in passing to my other point, when you get on Piers Morgan's show, if you would please bring up the gross inconsistencies around the Sandy Hook shooting, indicating it's a government black op, and perhaps discuss false flags in general. I think it hit it really good. I really do. Alex, my main point is that John Moore, and he says eight other public figures who have very high-level confidential sources in various U.S. federal government agencies all agree across the board that the scenario is to occur in March where we have the perfect storm of the gun grab having gone on for a bit or commencing.
The financial collapse.
Martial law, and then civil war.
Well, I hope that's not the case, and if we get the word out, these tyrants won't be able to do this, but they're definitely, they didn't set up Homeland Security and all the tanks and armor and anti-gun training to play tiddlywinks. Frank in Louisiana, you're on the air. Frank, welcome.
Yes, Alex, we have to remind these traitors that they are literal traitors. You can't legislate away the Bill of Rights. And we have to remind them that you're in violation of your Article 6 oath, Supreme Court, Supreme Contract to We the People. And when that
and by the way, we were watching the live Illinois State House feed, and when the bill came up, they went, "Let's go to closed session," and they turned the video feed off to take their guns. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, they're in violation of the Article 6 oath, which when that contract is broken, you're in default of that contract. We don't have to do anything.
No, I agree. This government is not legitimate already. They say our military is under NATO UN command last year.
And they have to be reminded that the right of the people clause, followed by the infringement clause, says we have a right from God, as declared in the Declaration of Independence, which is organic law. It's still cited on the first pages of the statutes at large. And they
that's right. Our rights don't come from government or even the Constitution or Bill of Rights. They come from God. They're unalienable. They're inalienable. They're on record. Great point, Frank. Anything else?
Well, one thing that you might just put into the thought process is we have to ask the government, why are you charging us a heavy progressive income tax? It's forbidden by the rules of direct apportionment in the Constitution.
Didn't have it until 1913. It's all paid to the private Federal Reserve. It's the foreign Federal Reserve sucking us dry. They brag they're foreign. They call us dumb slaves. Public, find out what the Goldman Sachs and people say about you. Let's talk to Noel in Illinois, site of the treachery. Go ahead, Noel.
Yes, before my comments on the gun grabbing, anyone in Austin, I'd highly suggest you go to the Austin Hilton Convention Center at 7:45 tonight. T. Boone Pickens will be speaking at the annual meeting of the American Meteorological Society. And heck, go protest all week. Because
that's right. They're having a big weather modification chemtrail meeting here in Austin the next 2 days. We're going to have reporters there. Got to you make your point on the guns.
Okay, Mike Madigan, his daughter, Lisa Madigan, the Attorney General of Illinois, lost an embarrassing suit when the courts ruled that Illinois can't have concealed carry. So it's no surprise that they're doing this at such rapid speed.
Yeah, their answer is, oh, really, courts say you can have a gun? We're just going to take them all. We're going to jump now to Ray in California. They're also trying to totally ban guns there now, the few that are still there. Open gun bans being pushed by the globalists who are arming to the teeth against us and all have bodyguards and their own special licenses. Go ahead, Ray.
Hi, Alex.
Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah. Hi. I just wanted to say I'm more concerned about a bio-Holocaust and a subsequent nuclear Holocaust that is probably going to run with this gun ban thing that's going on.
Well, we got a federal government that injected black people with syphilis and gave foreigner kids polio and it's all and radiated our soldiers. So how dare you say the government would ever do anything corrupt or illegal? That's impossible. I mean, the government is run by foreign banks that are eugenicists and say they want world government to cut off resources and then kill us. I mean, that's loving, Ray. I appreciate your call. Spence in Missouri. Spence, you're on the air. Welcome.
Good Lord, Alex. I tell you what, you're hard to get a hold of, brother. Hey, let me tell you what. Thanks for giving me no more life. I'm meaning that jokingly, okay? Hey, listen, I was going to tell you, again, thanks for getting me on the air. I'm going to make it quick. You know where I live up here. I think I've talked to you once before just for a brief moment, just south of the big 72,000 square footer. Hey, listen, they've blocked off all the caves around here with bars. They've put concrete up around them.
They're blocking all the highways with cables where you can't cut across. They're digging in against us, admitting it. The foreign occupation is here, and if the cops are dumb enough to march off against the American people, holy mackerel.
Real quick on the gunman. Listen, I have. I hope you don't mind. I started just a small website to try to get people informed around here, because and I've used a little bit of your information on there. Please go to it, check it out. It's called thepatriotpage.com. We're trying to get people on to your show, and I'm trying to buy the magazines from you. I'm trying to get everything I can in hardcore literature. I've ordered all of the discs. I want to get this stuff tangible so that we can produce this. I've got an IT department. I employ probably 20 people. I'm sick to my stomach with this crap.
No, I hear you, Spence, and God bless you. I appreciate your call. Speaking of magazines, absolutely. You know, he's saying, thanks for getting rid of my life or whatever. You've gained your life, realizing that we're all focused on football, entertainment, TV, all these petty things, while global corporate combines are coming in, taking over our government, socializing the public to make us dependent, while siphoning and skimming off the money overseas. We sell the magazine at cost. They're almost sold out. The January issue, just 6 days into January, is almost sold out. 2013, the year America dies. The last issue came out 2 weeks before the shooting in Connecticut and said, this man wants your guns, and broke down. He would use executive orders to go after your guns. We know our stuff. You can buy these in groups of 10 up to 100 at cost, or get a year subscription and get the next 12 issues at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the best water filtration systems, discounted gravity-fed systems, you name it, like ProPure, 10% off with water code. Again, the code is water. You just put in water, you get 10% off. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139. Let's talk to Jeff in North Dakota. You're on the air, Jeff. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just been spending about the whole entire day trying to get through to these Illinois reps about this gun ban.
They just turned their phones off. Yeah, they're mafia.
Yeah, I finally did get through to somebody, Sid Mathias' secretary or something. She told me the bill did not get called, and I thanked her for the information, but then you just reported that they did call the bill and they went into committee.
Well, they change stuff all the time, but according to the Illinois State Rifle Association, and we were watching it, and they brought up the bills, a group of bills, including that one, and they said, we're going to close session and cut the video feed.
Well, you know, maybe there's still some more time for us to get some voice in on that.
Well, sure. Anyway, I mean, my point is, we now have Dianne Feinstein on record. In fact, cue her up to end the show, please. All of them saying, Mr. and Mrs. America, get ready to turn your guns in. They want our guns. The question is, why? What do they have planned? Total implosion, collectivization of America.
Well, give Pierce Morgan a piece of my mind when you see him.
You know what? The last time I flew to New York to be on TV, it was The View. And that was a couple years ago. And they were like, okay, satellite, we really want you to fly here. And I went, no, I'm only doing satellite. Then I thought, you know what? I want to be in person talking to that guy. And the first they're like, you'll be alone with him talking, and now we're going to have, you know, this guy, Dershowitz or whatever. Whatever, I don't care. I'm going to go in there with some common sense facts. It'll be the biggest audience they've had in a while. I mean, CNN's only got about 500,000 viewers. Now, the derivative of it, the YouTube videos, other news picking it up, that'll be tens of millions. So I'm happy to do it. I'm going to fly out to New York and do that interview. The TSA tries to stop me, giving them a good heads up. Then I'll just do it via satellite. Oh, yeah, I walk up and they go, where are you going? What are you doing? And I'll go, you know who I am. That's right, you're a troublemaker. Such a free country that I'm treated like a convicted felon doing a perp walk at a supermax. I mean, it's just this whole culture is about training you to be a slave. Felix in New York, you're our final caller. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Just two quick things. First of all, my mom just suggested that you wear a don't tread on me either shirt or maybe a flag, secondly, I was just wondering, well, what time is it being taped, or is it going to be live?
No, it's live. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't live.
Okay.
It's 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. It's not that, I mean, Jesse Ventura goes on there. A lot of other folks I know go on there. It should be an interesting interview. I mean, I called for his deportation, so he'll say, how dare you try to violate my First Amendment? And I'll say, you're trying to violate my Second Amendment. You're a foreigner. I'll source the Supreme Court ruling. They'll have, Dershowitz come flapping out there, Mr. Torture. I mean, it's all incredible. Hey, Mike Adams tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, InfoWars.com, the big weekday show. And I'll be back Tuesday. And Ron Paul's coming up during the week as well on Wednesday. Defend the Republic, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.